And our guest this morning is Kimberly Payne. She's the Executive Director of the Alexandra Marine and General Hospital Foundation. Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm pretty great. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Great. Of course, Friday, we're looking forward to our annual Radiothon in support of the AMGH, and it's sneaking up on us fast. First of all, what's the goal this year? What are we trying to buy for the foundation?
So we're trying to raise funds for two endoscopes, and these are pieces of equipment that our surgeons use for colonoscopies, any kind of scope that you can imagine. They are important diagnostic tools for finding cancer early. I am a cancer patient here and have had my surgeries done with Dr. Daters. So it's Dr. Daters, Dr. Kittmer primarily, but there are other surgeons and anesthesiists that are involved in the whole scope of practice. Dr. Natchik, who you'll hear from or have heard from, has assisted in surgeries there. I don't want to miss any surgeons, but it's important to know that there is a whole team, and they use this piece of equipment. There's two of them. The total cost is $60,000, so just around $30,000 each, and they have reached end of life. And when you want piece of equipment that is that invasive in a body, you can imagine, if you've never had a colonoscopy, go get one, especially if you're over 50. They're important to be clean and well-maintained, and so these pieces of equipment are pretty essential to the work that we do here in our surgery department.
And if we didn't have those pieces of equipment here, we're talking travel for someone that needs to get those tests. And would it be like London that somebody would have to go as far to?
For sure, London. Stratford is a possibility. From the northern areas, it could be Owen Sound. So not every hospital does colonoscopies, so it would just depend where they refer to. But it does mean a minimum an hour and a half one way. And then navigating their healthcare system, which would be different than ours. It's a little less formal here in Goderich, so it's less intimidating. And a lot of the people who are receiving these services are of a certain age. Our population here along the coast is certainly indicative of, they're indicators of our aging population. And they're the ones who'd be using the scopes most primarily, I would say. So we want this to be close to home. We want it to be welcoming. We want it to be safe. And we want it to be well-maintained and taken care of and to be the right equipment and to make sure that our doctors get the best that we can give them so that our patients have the best care.
So the Radiothon on Friday is going to aim to raise $60,000 to purchase these endoscopes that we need. And we're going to be at Zehrs from 9 to 3 on Friday. Tell us about the day. What's it going to look like at Zehrs? Who's going to be there?
Well, you're going to be there.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a fun day. And Roland Archer is going to be there as well. So Shoreline is our partner on this event. We could not be more grateful. This is our second annual Radiothon for healthcare hosts close to home. So we really are delighted to be partners with you. So thank you so much to everybody at Shoreline for making this happen. So we're actually going to have you set up your radio station in the grocery store, which is pretty fun. Last year, it was great to see it set up. And we'll have volunteers. Some will be board members. Some may be people who actually have used the services here and want to be part of the day. They'll be helping with telephones. They'll be taking donations, maybe doing some interviews with you. And then we'll also have a barbecue going on. And we have lots of volunteers coming from the community, and staff from the hospital will be there to help out because they know how important it is as well. So we'll just be there talking about the importance of the hospital, listening to people share their stories. And when people will come to us, as soon as they hear that we're from the hospital, they want to tell us what their experience was. And actually, I'm hoping that they'll let us tell their story, but we just had a letter. Do you mind if I share it?
Oh, absolutely.
And this just says, Dear Kimberly, thank you for your letter reminding us about the annual Radiothon taking place on Friday, October 6th. As it so happened, we received the letter on the very day that we needed the services of the hospital. I won't get into the details, but thankfully the only injuries were bruises, and they decided they needed the emergency for checkup, and the service was great. And they said, even if we hadn't already known the importance of having hometown health care close to home, that incident certainly reinforced the need, and consequently we want to support this important fundraiser. And they've enclosed a check, and hopefully we'll be able to share that information on Friday. But we do get letters letters like this on occasion, and there's been a few come in. So people always want to tell us our story, so you'll be able to hear some great stories.
All right. Well, we can't wait to be able to share those stories with you on Friday for our Radiothon, 9 to 3 at the Zares in Goderich is where it's going to be taking place. Of course, we've got details on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com. We're going to have a number of interviews that day, and if you are dropping off a donation and want to share a story, maybe about how the Alexander Marine and General Hospital made a difference in your life or the life of a friend or a family member, then by all means, do approach us and feel free to share that story on Friday. We'd be happy to hear that story. Anything else that we should know, Kimberly, about the Radiothon on Friday?
Sure. I think another important thing is a real shout out to the folks at Zayers, Jim mm-hmm. Bissett and his team, for welcoming us again once more to be there. They've been very gracious, and they just say, whatever you need, you know, we're going to make this happen. And we're so lucky. So many thanks to Shoreline and to Zayers for helping us make this happen.
Oh, yes. If anything, we know we won't be running out of hot dogs for the barbecue because they're right there.
They're right there, yes.
All right, looking forward to the Radiothon on Friday. Kimberly Payne, Executive Director of the Alexander Marine and General Hospital Foundation, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.